And the day is Wednesday, and on a Wednesday we catch up with Property Matters, and we've had an opportunity over the last few weeks to discover all sorts of things about property ownership, renting and the like, but we thought we'd take it in a slightly different direction today, and it's all about holiday homes, where many of us are upwardly mobile, and many of us, once we've paid off our properties, even if that takes a little bit of time, have the aspiration of owning perhaps a second property or even a third property if we're able to afford it in time, in order to be able to have that property investment. But what we thought we'd look at today with a head of commercial properties at Lightstone, Linda Reed, is the issue of where people's favorite holiday homes are when they're looking for a holiday destination. Now, we've just come out of the December holidays, and that's a time when most South Africans either head to the coast for their annual holiday or they go to their hometowns and they want to reconnect with their families there. So essentially, Lightstone conducted a study to look at which towns in South Africa are the most popular, both for going back home over the holiday or also for simply going on holiday anywhere in the country. And Linda Reed is with us now. Linda, good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time this evening. So tell me, what are the most popular towns that people want to go home to over Christmas?
Hi, Joanne, and thanks very much for the opportunity. It's great to speak to you and your listeners. In terms of going home, what it appears to be is that around 9 of the top 10 towns that we saw had the greatest flow of people going home were actually from Limpopo. Polokwane was led that list, but the vast majority of going home traffic was to the province of Limpopo.
All right. Very interesting indeed. I see so that certainly takes care of all of those who are going back to visit family and so forth. Now, there are other types of holidays that people where people are not going to visit family necessarily, but simply going somewhere to kick back over the December holidays. What does the holiday traffic tell you?
Well, we looked at this from two perspectives. We did this analysis with the help of our partner Tracker, the vehicle tracking company, where we look at we evaluate the movement of vehicles in an aggregated fashion to see how those vehicles are moving across the country. And we looked at this from a perspective of which holiday towns absorbed the greatest volume of people over the December time, and then which coastal towns absorbed the greatest percentage of people over the December holidays. And the difference is important because if you're a really big town anyway, and you receive another 100,000 people, you may not grow by a big percentage, but you've still received a lot of extra people. Right. Whereas a very small town that perhaps is populated only by 50,000 people, if they receive another 100,000, they're effectively trebling. What we found is that the towns that grew by the greatest percentage compared to a normal month, we compared to November, were straight by. They increased by about 360%, so they more than trebled. That was followed by Stillby, which also more than trebled. And then South Broome was third on that list, which also almost trebled.
That's very interesting indeed. Now, when you look at the towns with the highest inflow of visitors, what towns are those?
Leading the list over there was undoubtedly Plettenberg Bay. It received by far the highest volume of flow into its town boundaries. The second one on top of that was Mossel Bay, with the second highest flow, and then Margate followed that. Jeffreys Bay was fourth on the list.
All right. So those are still very popular holiday destinations, and they have been for quite a long time. So tell me, when you look at the tracking of these popular destinations, and you're a listener who's considering buying a property in one of these areas, right? What are the factors that you need to take into account?
Well, I think it's quite important to have a clear understanding of what is your purpose in buying the property. If you're simply buying it as an investment, then you need to ensure that the flow into that town, not just over the December time, but over the course of the year, is going to be enough to cover your costs by renting it out over that period. So this analysis that we did really focused on the December time period as the most popular time period. But you would need to see and make sure that over the other holiday time periods during the year, there is enough inflow to be able to cover the number of properties that need to be filled in order for people to make their money. If the purchase of the property is simply as your own personal family holiday destination, then that doesn't really matter. Then what I would look at is if you're not the type of person who wants to compete in a very, very busy town, you would want to look at a place that doesn't receive as much inflow in those peak December time periods. But if you do like to take your holiday along with lots of other people in very busy popular towns, then you could evaluate, as we've done over here, which are the ones that are really quite popular for that particular time period.
Linda, there's one dilemma that I think these types of homeowners face. Often these properties are near the sea. They require a lot of extra maintenance. And it's difficult to find a decent agent who's going to look after these properties in your absence, make sure that all of your guests, anyone visiting your particular property is well looked after. And you often find that those sorts of agents are very difficult to find.
That is very true, and unfortunately there's no silver bullet, but I would just advise that people set up the relationships with the rental agents very clearly and are explicit about what their expectations are and are prepared to fund and be proactive in terms of what they do in terms of maintenance. Properties on the coast generally do degrade more quickly and have higher maintenance needs. So if you are purchasing something for a rental or an investment kind of requirement, then make sure that you're doing the financials and taking into account all of the maintenance that is going to be required. I would suggest also word of mouth. We're very connected in the social media way now, and you can get an understanding of performance via reaching feelers out and speaking to people in the area who have used agents who say that they are good. But then contracting with them is going to be very important in terms of making it clear what your expectations are. And ensuring that you follow up with them on that.
Linda, that is really some very important and interesting information, and it really follows on from a conversation that we've had with Samke Mhlongo, our private banker turned wealth coach, some time ago in regard to what a good investment property can be, particularly in the current climate. So Linda Reed is the head of commercial properties at Lightstone.